Hi guys, good morning. This is Sonia and you're listening to your favorite market podcast on CNBC TV 18. Well, it could be a slightly tricky day today, guys, because the global markets have been under quite a bit of pressure. So, you know, you've seen a big growth slowdown fear that has sort of rattled global markets, and that could be the bone of contention in our markets as well. Yesterday, the Dow fell more than 550 points. It completely erased all of its gains for 2018, and there was a big sell-off in the FANG stocks. Now, if you are clueless about these acronyms, the FANG stocks stand for all the big technology names in the US, Facebook, Alphabet, Google, you know, all of that, Apple. In fact, Apple fell almost 24% since October 3rd, the record close of $232. So now officially these FANG stocks are all in bear market territory. FANG also includes Netflix, by the way. Oil prices saw a 7% plunge overnight. So it may be a good thing for our own markets, but what it indicates is that there is definitely a growth slowdown underway, demand slowdown underway in global markets. In fact, it was the biggest intraday loss in oil in the last 3 years. And now some notes coming out. JP Morgan has reported that they see a big global slowdown coming. They expect the economy to grow less than 2% in 2019, the US economy that is. And they see two key reasons for that: a reduced stimulus from the fiscal policy and a negative drag from the trade policy will impact growth. So it's fair to assume that there could be some amount of pressure in our own markets as well. Yesterday we saw some amount of that play out. The Nifty is back below 10,700. The mid caps are at a 5 week low. There is this big resistance at the 200 day moving average of 10,754. So that could prove to be a resistance once again today. And there was selling from FII. So FII sold, the foreign investors sold 750 crores in the cash market. The only silver lining is that there has been some respite coming in from the rupee. So the rupee hit the highest level since the 3rd of September. Quickly onto some stocks then. You have Dr. Reddy's, where the US court has allowed Dr. Reddy's to sell a generic version of Indivior opioid abuse drug. There was big delivery-based selling in banks yesterday. So you had, you know, a Yes Bank, ICICI Bank, see 400 crores of delivery selling. Bharti Airtel may raise $2 billion in debt even as it faces a rating cut threat. NTPC is eyeing Ratan India, Jayaprakash Power Plant, so there's some news that they may look to buy it. Jet has cancelled 25 flights as pilots have reported sick because of non-payment of salaries, so there could be some pressure on Jet Airways. And Oberoi Realty is in talks to buy Blue Star's Thane land parcel, which is a 9-acre plot that may cost about 120 to 150 odd crores. So these are just a couple of stocks to look at. Have a great trading day, by the way. Tomorrow is the last trading day of the week. We have Friday, which is a holiday. So I'm sure everyone's getting set for the long weekend. Enjoy your day and do stay tuned into CNBC TV 18.